Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Media is a manufacturing company. That's all it is. Every one of these media outlets is a manufacturing company that manufactures news, propaganda, whatever it may be. But make no mistake about it, it is a manufacturing company making a product, except the product doesn't have any intrinsic value. In other words, it's not like you're going to order a desk and it'll get shipped to you. But you've ordered the media. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you turn on your computer, you turn on your radio, you're ordering the media. And the sad news about today is the media distorts. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want to explain this in management consulting terms and business terms because I think more people will understand it. Because we see media as this separate entity. At least I know I did. I used to see it as a separate thing that was just there for the truth. You didn't have to worry about distortions. And I don't need to go back to the Walter Cronkite and the Peter What's-His-Face and all those guys. Where even their politics didn't influence, for the most part, what they reported. Nowadays, politics is the only thing that the media is about. Media is run by leftists. And thus, they manufacture the product that it is paid to manufacture. If today's media was paid only for the lies that it reported, they would all fail. All these companies would fail. Most of the leftist media is propped up by outside supporters who have an agenda. And that agenda is money and power. There's a few things that are truisms across the board. You can believe that leftists fight for money and power. That's number one. Number two, I can make any company successful, and probably so can you, if I have enough people or money. Those are the two truisms of life. There are others, but I'm saying as our discussion goes, those are the truisms. So the WAPO, those guys, social media, they fight for your data. That's the people. They need millions, if not billions of people. And they can make a fortune off of you, and they already do. We'll cover this when we get more into some of the things that are going on right now in the news. I'll prove this to you. I'll prove that your data is worth billions. That's why I tell you all the time, you are so valuable to me. We have 30,000 downloads of this show a month, which is, quite frankly, sad, because it should be hundreds of thousands of downloads a month. It should be 100,000, 200,000 downloads a day. Okay? So whatever the number is, it's too light. But let me tell you, whatever it is, I appreciate every single click, because that means something. Now, we don't use it nefariously. For us, if you do happen to buy something, and that's however you click is how we get paid. Whether you buy something or not, it's up to you. But here's what I will tell you. The clicks are so sophisticated. It's probably something you've already liked or, you were contemplating buying. And if you buy it while you're on my site, I get paid versus you buying it when you visit the New York Times or the Washington Post. That's how it works. And I think if more people explain to conservatives how it works, maybe we get more activity. So I'm telling you, that's how it works. If you click something while you're listening to my show, you're on my site or whatever, I get that fractional penny. It's not coming out of your pocket, not technically, maybe out of advertisement or whatever, but you get it. So anyway, going back to this. We wouldn't be clicking. I don't go to the Washington Post. I'll get an article from there. Maybe a time or two, but usually people are sending me this stuff. I choose not to give these guys my money. So that's how I do it. I try to stick. I tell you guys all the time, only go to the Daily Caller, only go to Breitbart or places like that. So those guys get the credit for your click. But your click is important. So I think, though, if you did this, if you looked at who's propping up the media, you'd see who's really running the media and politics. We know Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. We know Jeff Bezos is a leftist. But I think he's starting to change. But he certainly was that when he hated Trump and wanted to get Trump out. Who knows where he is today? But as you think about media, and you think about it in the context of manufacturing, consider a grocery store. Now, that's a distributor, but a grocery store. They put what they want to sell at eye level. As you, they have you look at the average height of a person, and they say, here's where we're going to put the optimum stuff is in this space. That's where they put it. There's space above it and space below. You'd have to be really tall or really short to see that, or be looking down or looking up, and you're not likely to do it. They put the most, what they think are the most appealing. These are the name brands for the most part. But the name brands became name brands because they advertise. They give those guys rebate money. So even though you're getting charged the price at the store is getting more money to discount that item, put it at face level, and hopefully induce you, entice you into buying it. Well, it's the same thing here. The media, if it's being paid for by Bezos, what's he going to report if he's a leftist? You're going to report what you're being paid to report. There's no secret to why media is run by leftists. Leftists understand the power of media, and they've taken it over. Worse than that, they've taken over social media. That's the one that really gets you. You don't even watch a fraction of the TV of than what you do on Facebook or Twitter. So as you can see that Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter, that's a big deal because it puts a real wrinkle in the media. Now, there's still a bunch of leftists are over there running it, trust me. But if Elon Musk is smart and he can get rid of the lefties, start running it like a business, and make it into the conglomerate that I think it could be, he's in the mix. And we finally will have somebody, I don't think he's putting his finger on the scale, but we'll have somebody able to help at least keep it neutral. Wouldn't that be nice just to go back to neutral? But no, we have everything at eye level. In other words, you pull up Google, I tell you, to this day, Google has not mentioned Hunter Biden being under fire. But they mentioned Trump with a bogus case, which we're going to get into here in a bit. So think about it this way. Don't look at eye level. Look above and look below, because that's where the bargains are. You have to look for the real bargains. Don't take what's at eye level because these companies have paid for the space. Go and look around. Search for stuff. That's where we come in. That's why you're here listening to this show. You found something a little different, and it's not being force-fed. It's telling you, hey, look, you might like this product. I don't know. I'm not forcing you to be here. Anyway, we're going to be talking about two bad guys, two villains, when we come back. I think you'll know who they are pretty quick.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think our days of naivete have left. I believe that we now have a firm understanding of media, and we know when a narrative is being set, when a trap is being set, when we're being led down a path, but suddenly you go with it initially, and then you go, whoa, wait a minute. This doesn't look right. You ever see in the movies when somebody goes, whoa, hold on a second, this doesn't look right. What's generally happened? Somebody's gotten in the car, kidnapped them. They thought it was a safe drive. It was their normal driver. It was a normal taxi guy. But no, it was a trick. Somebody got them to get in the car, and they're going along the way, and they're going, whoa, doesn't look right. And you know where that ends up in the movies? With people dead. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. You know what this show is about? Stop getting in the car. If it's not your normal driver, get out of the car. Don't get in the car. if it's not things that you're familiar with that test your common sense, where you can put your skill set to work, don't do it. Trust your instincts. And more importantly, trust your training. So I tell my kids all the time, trust your training. I know when a narrative is being set, when the wool is being pulled over my eyes. I've seen it happen far too often, and so have you. I'll give you an example, one you wouldn't expect me to talk about. Al Franken. Democrats destroyed Al Franken. Not that I care. I'm glad. I like watching them eat their own. You know how Al Franken got destroyed? He got destroyed over a picture of him pretending to touch the breast of a fellow comedian who was sleeping while they were on some sort of a comic jaunt, you know, for the troops. Decades ago. Now, at the time, they got Cosby. They got Moons from CBS. Good for him. Another lefty. They got Matt Lauer. Remember that? And of course, they were trying to get Kavanaugh. You remember this whole thing? Well, they decided, for whatever reason, they wanted to get Al Franken. He lost his job as a senator. Targeted. A casualty of the Me Too movement. A movement that is just as fraudulent as the $20 bill that Floyd was trying to pass at that store. Fraudulent movement. You know who's the most destructive people to women? In the world, the American leftist woman. The real truth behind Al Franken is he must have absolutely miffed off some high-level leftist who said, I'm going to destroy you. Maybe he didn't vote on something they wanted. Who knows? Does it matter? So you know what they put it in the manufacturing distribution plant at the grocery store for you? Right at face level, they said, get Al Franken. Now, I'm going to tell you, I didn't care. I was buying up all the Al Franken story you wanted to sell. Because good, get him out of there. It wasn't like he was going to be replaced with somebody better. But still, I like watching the left lose. And I like when they destroy themselves. But it's a cautionary tale for all of us. Target it. So, what else? We've got all kinds of news being created. January 6th. Woo! Look at January 6th. January 6th. They sold that bill of goods, and a bunch of people bought it because it was on sale. It was a lie. You know what else they bought? They bought the lie that the election was fair. That was on sale. Special. They practically gave you that. They gave you coupons. They gave you a discount at the store and a rebate when you got home. Selling it. And you know what they're selling it with? Your money. They're selling it with your Department of Justice. Your tax dollars go to sell you lies. Democrats break the rules to support their ideology all the time. It has nothing to do with truth. It has to do with what is the narrative, what have we said, and yea, verily, if we say it, it is true. Then they selectively apply the rules because they're going to punish their adversaries. How dare you go after Trump for a misdemeanor crime that he's already been exonerated for at the federal level, and you go, no, we're going to raise it to a level of a felony, and then we're going to prosecute him. I mean, can you be more ridiculous than this? I'll get more into that because that's what this that's the backdrop for it. Democrats have no rules that apply equally. Their laws, their rules and their laws apply selectively, not equally. They talk about equality. Do you think that it's equality in the way they dole out justice? Oh, they claim,
too many black people are getting defended for this, that, and the other.
As they continue to convict black folks. You think there's been any slowdown of black people going into the joint? The only reason why they let people out of the joint is to make it more available for people to go in. It's a strain.
We just released a bunch of criminals
because we put in some fresh ones. We could dedicate and probably have dedicated, certainly segments, but whole shows to the selective nature of Democrats' outrage. I mean, it cracks me up every time I think about Adam Schiff.
We got proof that Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians. And no, it's not just anecdotal. We have proof. We've got proof. He's all our proof.
And then when it finally comes up, he's got no proof. Has the media... Well, listen, Schiff, you're a liar. You had no proof. You were spreading rumors or whatever. You should be kicked out of Congress. The guy's now running for Senate. He's running to be a senator. And you better know there are people in his district who want to get him, but they're scared of him. Because he's got too much power and too much access to money. Too many powerful friends. We are a banana republic running under the Democrats. That's the only way you can look at this country. And if we allow the rest of the world to look at us through this prism, through this lens, if you will, shame on us. We're now the laughingstock of the world. We're not a place where people... I mean, they still want to come here. But they're coming here because we're still foolish enough to keep paying taxes and do the things that keep funding this nonsense. Is there anybody left in D.C. who wants to fight for the American people? I know. We got the Ted Cruz and the Josh Hawleys that'll get up there and say a few things here and there. But I want a spokesperson that can convert, that can make people go, you know what? We're done. We're going to win things over. Where's our equivalent of Barack Obama that can make things happen like that? Who's going to win the media war and all the other things that are going on? That's what we should be concentrating on. For over 6 years, Democrats have painted Donald Trump as a criminal, the billionaire who coined the art of the deal. That's a phrase, as soon as you say it, people go, that's Trump. He had not one, but two successful TV shows, The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice. And if you went on the show, you became a star. I mean, you were already kind of a star, but your career was probably a little bit faded. And he was invited to all the big leftist events, every party. They wanted his money. They wanted to be around him. They wanted... And what happened? One thing. Donald Trump said, I want to represent the people. Democrats can turn a successful billionaire into a target just like that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City police are preparing for an event that may or may not happen, or may not happen tomorrow, as former President Trump has predicted, his arrest. But if it does happen and there are protests,
don't be a knucklehead and riot.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News. In Atlanta, Trump's attorneys have filed motions to quash the work of that investigative grand jury looking into allegations that Trump tried to convince elections officials in Georgia to find more votes or to nullify the 2020 election. Bad news for another 9,000 Amazon workers. They'll be out of work. The online retail giant sent that note of new layoffs to workers today. California is bracing for another big storm system due tomorrow, and the state's attorney general is warning people about storm-related price gouging. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Manufacturing lies disguised as news. That's what the left does. I dare you, folks. Revisit things that conservatives were kicked off of social media for that we now know to be definitive truths. Go look at them. Go look at what we said about Wu flu, what we said about vaccines, what we said about the election. We were called election deniers, what we said about January 6th, what we said about Hunter Biden, what we said about Joe Biden, what we said about the Democrats' strategy using the FBI to weaponize stuff. Hillary Clinton lies, lies about Russian collusion, lies about Ukrainian extortion by Trump, lies about the Trump family in terms of their connection to China. Things that wouldn't get talked about, which is lie by omission for the left. I could go on. How many things do you want me to list that are blatant lies? How many paintings did Hunter Biden sell? We don't know the origins of the art. We don't know who bought them. We don't know what, you know, what, how was the business was done and how we're being left to hold the bag and pay for it. Lies Democrats told about gun control, crime in America, etc., inflation, recession. What? That's too many. It's so many that it reminds me of what Barack Obama said about it.
Understand, it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won.
And worse than that, the way they've gotten away with it is explained by another one of these high-profile leftists who we finally kicked out of the saddle. And the only reason why we're even discussing some of these lies is because we got rid of this person, Nancy Pelosi. But she explains the wrap-up smear. And she explains it as if we're the ones doing it.
And it's a diversionary tactic. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, And they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
So where are we now? We're talking about things that fit both of those circumstances. So much information, you don't know what to listen to, so it gets lost in the noise. And then how do you structure things to where it's the wrap-up smear? Who are the two villains right now? Donald Trump on the domestic side and Putin on the international side. But let's start with Trump. Rumors are he's going to be indicted this week. But before we discuss it, let's understand the premise. The premise that Trump has proven that the left are liars. And we can all admit that people on the left should be in prison for what they've done to Trump. Multiple FBI agents, 51 former intelligence officers, as they've been described by Joe Biden. The Clintons, how many crimes have they committed? Clinton staffers? All the companies who helped perpetuate the lies. I don't remember the names of the companies, but you remember them. Glenn, somebody that ran all the ones that were building the machines, the Dominion people, all that. These are people that should be in prison. Much of the media colluding. And as I think about these FBI agents that I mentioned earlier, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Jim Comey, all four of them should be in prison. They interfered with an election. What about all the big tech guys? We talk about media, big tech should be part of that. What did they say? Oh, Trump colluded with the Russians. They had evidence, complete evidence. That was Adam Schiff. He should be in prison. He certainly shouldn't be in Congress. Ukrainian extortion. As you think about all these problems, ask yourself, is there any evidence pointing that contradicts what they say? Of course there is. But then apply it to them. All the evidence, it validates. Everything they said about Trump is validated by what they did, what they're trying to do to Trump, but it's validated against the Bidens. They said Trump had Russian bank accounts, and he apparently does have a Chinese bank account. I covered it the other day. I said, if you were going to do business in China, don't you think you need a Chinese bank account? They make it sound so sinister. But Joe Biden, he didn't need a Chinese bank account because he was too busy thwarting international banking laws with the various banks here. Now he's having to bail them out. Who knows what the connection is between the Bidens and Silicon Valley Bank? Seriously. Who knows? We may never know that. But all of this hoopla against Donald Trump, I ask you this question, folks. Are they trying to hand this guy his rightful second term? This is amazing to me as I consider everything that's going on. They have done so overstepped their bounds on this, it is absolutely It boggles the mind. I don't remember who this is. We've got a clip, and he's a guy, he's talking about this, and he's going, was it the Fox News deal? Yeah, let's go ahead and play that.
Now, we are learning that the Manhattan DA's office has asked for a meeting with law enforcement ahead of a potential Trump indictment. This is coming to Fox News from a source in the courts. The meeting, which was requested yesterday and has not been set yet, is to discuss logistics for some time next week, which would mean that they are anticipating an indictment next week. The same source who's familiar with the planning said they will go over security preparations in and around the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Secret Service will take the lead in what they will allow or will not allow. The source cautioned, mentioning, for instance, that the decision to handcuff the president, a former president, or not. They will set the tone and will escort him into the courtroom. There will be coordination between all of us, the source said, but we will defer to the Secret Service. The battle will be between Secret Service and DA Alvin Bragg. They will decide how and when he'll get into the building, and they are not going to leave him. The source believes that the former president will still have to be fingerprinted and processed like every other
defend it. So this is a huge development if Alvin Bragg has decided to go ahead with a felony indictment of the former president. This was a charge that the federal officials refused to prosecute on or even really pursue. This was a misdemeanor in New York that Alvin Bragg has decided to elevate to a felony while at the same time downgrading other felonies to misdemeanors. So we'll be watching this to see how it all unfolds. To get more information as it comes in. Sandra?
That was Brett Baer. Anything that I need to add to that? This is Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA. I keep calling him an AG, but he's a DA. He's a district attorney. He's reduced 52% of all felonies to a misdemeanor. But he wants to elevate this misdemeanor to a felony. Now, I don't know about you, but the optics of this are so blatantly bad, you gotta wonder, what's the long game? I mean, Democrats have to know this is not a smart move. I'm talking about people much bigger than Alvin Bragg. I'm gonna make a prediction. I'm gonna make a prediction that Trump is not arrested tomorrow. Do you understand how big this would be, what this would mean to the Biden administration if they take a former president, they make a misdemeanor, they make it into a felony, they put him behind bars? Do you understand what that will do to this nation? I'm telling you, there are people who don't like Trump who would be in his corner instantaneously. How, if the Democrats do this, I'm going to tell you something. They got something up their sleeve. They will know that they are in control of this government to a level that we've never seen. Because this would, of all the stupid things I've heard of these people doing, this would be the most stupid. And electing Biden, selecting him as your guy, I didn't think they could stoop that low. George Soros, they say, spent over $1 million to get Alvin Bragg elected as the DA of Manhattan. And this guy lets super criminals go on the street. But he wants to get Trump. And how does he think this is going to play out? Is he looking to just curry favor with the Democrats for a short amount of time? Because, let me tell you, if Trump lets them put handcuffs on him, I will be floored. I can't imagine this will ever happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did a survey over the weekend. It ended. And I asked the question, who do you trust more, Biden or Putin? 95% of respondents said Putin. Now, in all fairness, there were people that said neither. And people that said, is there a third option? It wasn't a comparison that way. I wanted a direct comparison for a very good reason. Who do you trust more? Do you trust Biden or do you trust Putin?
And 95% of Americans who responded, and it's not, this is not a, you know, again, it wasn't an official poll, but it was telling. But 95% of the people said they trust Putin more than they trust Biden. Folks, this is the Russian. This is the people that we grew up saying are our mortal enemy. And 95% of the people trust him over Biden. Ask yourself why. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Well, it's a simple reason. Our government can't be trusted. It cannot be trusted. So when you think about what I'm talking about, as I say, go down the list of various agencies and say, who do you trust? So we've done it. Might as well do it again. Do you trust the FDA? One of my friends, as I said in many shows, said, Kevin, just remember, the FDA is the person who approved every drug that got taken off the market. So how did that happen? As you look back on it now, do you think to yourself, huh, I wonder how some of these drugs and all these side effects got approved? Maybe it was something the way Fauci got vaccines just rammed through. Maybe that's what it was. In other words, are they really looking out for your best interest, and have they ever been only looking out for your best interest? Or were they influenced by money? Look at the 51 people who vouched for Hunter Biden's laptop. Signed a letter. The intelligence, existing and former intelligence officials who signed that letter. How much of this Wu Flu money and other monies flow to them to say, put your name on this and good things will happen for you? When you look back on stuff, how is it that all these, these things that have been revealed as lies came to fruition? If people really did their due diligence, would they sign a letter saying that they thought that Hunter Biden's laptop, which is overwhelmingly his. If somebody had said to me, Kevin, will you sign this letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian misinformation? I would say, are you out of your mind? That crackhead, you know that's his laptop. Well, I'm not sure if it's my laptop. It could be Russian disinformation. It could be I got hacked. It could be that it's yours. And it is. 844-551-8255. If you want to give us a call, or if you want to write to us, whatever. Look, this is so amazingly brazen by the Democrats. I find it incredible. We're talking about them wanting to arrest a former. Think about what Hillary Clinton did, and nothing happens to her. A basement server bathroom basement closet. She hid a server that kept her separated from the work that she was supposed to be doing as Secretary of State. Had classified documents on there. You and I would be in prison, thrown under the prison, considered spies. And here we are. She's walking free. Hunter Biden, known criminal. Had his ex-wife throw away a gun that he wasn't supposed to have, did drugs on camera, probably is involved with child sex trafficking, and I could go on down the list, and they want to present him as a Renaissance man, and he's actually suing the dude who had his laptop, where he took the laptop. He's suing him. He's got a counterclaim. Now, of course, it's nonsense. It'll be thrown out, but you know where they did the case? In Delaware. Where the Bidens own everybody. That's where they're going to do this case. Unbelievable. So I ask you again, what groups do you trust? Do you trust the FDA? Do you trust the FBI? Do you trust the CDC? Do you trust the NIH? I trust the DMV. They seem to get my license correct. I wouldn't say I like going, but I trust them. But who do you trust? What government agency do you think runs, and it's not, there's no, politics at all. It's just, let's just help people where we can. Do you trust Child Protective Services? If you do, go look at some of the stories. parents and narc on other parents just for being malicious and getting their kids pulled away, and you get them in the CPS, you're done. Scarlet letter. Who do you trust? I mean, the trust for me in government has gone way down, and that's a shame, because that's the only thing that keeps our republic safe, is the citizens going, nope, when it gets up to the level of the government, they do the right thing. Like the FBI agents that infiltrated the Klan in the South. They did the right thing. There were probably people that disagreed, that didn't want to do, you know,
oh, we don't have to care about these black folks. And
yeah, well, it doesn't matter whether we care about them or not. We're going to treat them like human beings. We're going to do our jobs. Somebody overruled whatever, what some of the thinking of the time may have been. That's what it's supposed to be. Anyway, Vladimir Putin has been declared persona non grata. And I don't trust a word our government says about the man. Look, I don't want to move to Russia. I don't care if Vladimir Putin ever invites me to Russia. If he did, I'd go. And that people, when I say that, people, Kevin, do you know what Vladimir Putin did? And I go, no, I know what they told you he did. Because it's funny. You know he did this. You don't know what Putin's done more than you know what the next Uber driver that you get in the car with has done. You know as much about that person as you know about Putin. The rest of it's propaganda. I remember not long ago they told us Putin was dying. And then they told us his internal people are going to take him out. Where is he? This is a year or two ago. Where is he? Again, I like the way Trump was handling Putin. He says, look, we can get along. We've got an economy. If you want to be a part of our economy, play along, man. I want to help you. We like your beluga caviar. We like your vodka. We like your titanium and your various precious metals. We like those things. We're happy to do trade with you. We like your grains. We like, you know, fishing and, you know, salmon and all the other stuff that Russia exports. We know Europe likes your oil. But we're going to play right together. And I'll make sure that you know, in other words, we'll give and take. And right now, every nation in the world is winning in the trade war. And Trump was making it balanced. He was saying, look, I don't mind having a trade deficit with you. We have a big economy over here. People want things. We're thriving. We'll do our part to help, but we're going to do it fairly. And you know what happened when Trump reduced our trade deficit under $700 billion, got it down to into the 600s? Joe Biden bumped it up to the highest trade deficit in the history of the republic, to almost $1 trillion. Go look it up. Don't believe me. Almost $1 trillion. Joe Biden has propped up the Russian economy. He's propped up the Chinese economy. And he's propped up many others. But mostly the Russians and the Chinese. He starved the world of grains with this proxy war with Russia. And people want to pretend that he's sane, that he's doing things the right way. This is insanity, folks. We got to stop this. We cannot let this continue. And you can't buy this propaganda, this manufactured news, manufactured media, because that's all it is. It's manufactured. And it's time that somebody call them out. I mean, it's more than just being fake news. These people are criminal in what they're reporting. I mean, but New York Times is getting a Pulitzer for something they should be in jail for doing. They propagated a lie. Don't think that'll ever be discussed. So I'm hopeful that you listen to this segment of my program. Tell other people and think of the news differently. Think of it as a manufacturing plant manufactured by the left. And the distribution is their media networks. And don't buy the product. Shop somewhere else.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.